Hey there, my name is Mike Hayball, and I run a show called The Synth Warehouse. We play music like this. I can't stop the loneliness. And this. And this. The Synth Warehouse, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. on WHFR.fm.
Dearborn Homecoming is coming up for its 39th year, so join WHFR at the festival August 3rd through 5th from Ford Field Park when we set up a record sale and meet your favorite DJs. Go to thecityofdearborn.org to learn more about the weekend's entertainment featuring the Australian Bee Gees Show and the legendary Homecoming Fireworks on Saturday and Sunday. The 39th annual Dearborn Homecoming will feature rides, music, vendors, food, and community high school reunions on August 3rd through 5th at Ford Field Park located at 500 Monroe Street.
Listener-supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn.
You could be me, and I'll drink all the time, 'cause we're lovers, that is a fact. Yeah, we're lovers, that is that. Oh, nothing will keep us together. We can be heroes forever and ever. Yeah, we can be heroes just for one day. What you say? I wish I could swim like dolphins, like dolphins could swim. Oh, nothing will drive them away. We could beat them forever. Yeah, we can be heroes. La, 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 la.
Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. I am Michael Intiman, and you are listening to Live from Studio J. As I'm trying to get my headphones to work here. Alright, there we go. That sounds a lot better. We were just, sorry, I'm just still trying to get everything together here. It is 5:16, you are listening to Live from Studio J. Normally we would have a band in here, but unfortunately there was an accident. I should probably provide some context with that. Not that bad of an accident, but one of the band members of the band that we invited in, Summer Like the Season, had a small sports accident. Is that right? I have Summer Krinsky in the studio with me right now. She's going to talk to us about the record and what happened here.
Our guitar player, unfortunately, got kicked very hard playing soccer, and we spent the last few days going through a series of doctors and found out that she needed surgery. So she just got surgery the other day, and she's currently recovering from that.
How long ago did she hurt herself?
Just on Friday, I believe. Is that now?
Oh my
what
god!
What day is today? Yeah, so not that long ago, but had to wait, over the weekend for the hospital, and we got to go from emergency room to doctor's offices to try to figure out how to fix her.
I hope she's doing well.
She's doing much better now. She's just hobbling around and finally getting better off of the anesthetics.
You were saying that she was planning to go to Ecuador too.
Yeah. But I'm glad that at least this happened post our tour, because that would have really been a bummer if we weren't able to do all the shows we had planned.
Yeah, you guys just got back, how many days have you been? You've been back a couple of weeks now, or maybe a week or two?
Yeah, so our band Summer Like the Season was on tour for 16 days. We got back about 2 weeks ago, I think. But I was on tour with Anna Birch playing bass in her band for about 3 weeks before that. So I've kind of been on tour now from the last like few months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, and I saw Summer Like the Season you guys went all the way to California, didn't you?
Yeah, we went to LA and then up to the coast to like Oakland, San Fran area, and then back.
So how many months have you actually, like you said, like 3-4 months now?
Well, it was only 16 days that tour, but I was on a 3-week tour beforehand. Oh, and was only back for a few days. So that was also out to LA. So I drove in a van to LA playing shows and back, and then was back for a few days and did it again.
Was it all of you just in one vehicle driving out there, or was there a couple vehicles?
No, yeah, one vehicle.
All close space.
Yeah. I've got a really big, awesome van, though. It's got a bunk bed in it.
No kidding?
Yeah, it was made by this old couple that took really good care of it, and they were very sweet, and it was like their vacation car, so it was rarely used. So
you bought it off them?
Yeah, I bought it off them, and it's really nice.
How did you find it? Where is it, just like some Craigslist thing?
Craigslist. I got my dog in my van from Craigslist.
Sounds like a country song.
Yeah.
But how about we play a little bit of music from your, what's this? Is there a title of this record?
Well, the record's actually a combination of, we've put out two EPs and two singles over the last like 4 years. So it's that CD is just a combination of EP, single, EP, single, and then we have a new record that's going to be a full length coming out soon. But okay. I think the first track off of that is the single we just put out a few weeks ago called Wakey.
All right, here's Wakey. 89.3 WHFR.FM, the only station that is making waves. In the studio with me is Summer Krinsky from Summer Like the Season, who is the, you're the one that's singing on that record, right? Actually, yeah. you're doing all of the music and the singing, and you put it together, right?
Yeah, on the recording, I play drums, guitar, bass, and I sing and do all the electronics, and I do the mixing, and then the only thing I don't do on the recordings is the mastering. I have my bandmate who plays keyboard live, he does the mastering, and then when we do a live performance, I play drums and sing at the same time.
Okay. How long have you been singing for?
Well, singing was never my main instrument. I've been singing only seriously for a few years, though I sang harmonies in bands I was in for a very long time since I was younger, but I never was really into my own voice. I grew up playing like classical piano and then got into guitar and bass and was always a songwriter, but had other people singing my songs and didn't really feel like I had good control over my voice. And then I started to build my voice over the last few years, practicing a lot and trying to hone my own sound, because I found that, well, the reason I play drums and singing is that I found that those are the two elements that if someone quits a band, it's really hard to restart the band. If you have to have a new singer, a new voice, and then, or if you don't have a drummer, then for the kind of music I want to make, it just kind of dies live. So yeah.
Did you have a musical family growing up? Were they like really supportive of you getting into music? I imagine with, you know, growing up playing classical piano, that's kind of like somebody else is kind of pushing that influence.
Yeah, both my parents are piano teachers, so
yeah,
it was not much of an option to not be playing classical piano. In fact, I think I did try to quit one time when I was maybe 13, and my dad said, if you want to quit, you can find somewhere else to live.
Really?
Which, in retrospect, I'm happy that I continued playing piano, because having that serious practice side where you just sit for hours and hours and hours and drill minute things really taught me how to play drums later, because playing guitar and bass were always kind of fun activities, and I never sat with such seriousness with them in the same way as I did with classical piano, and then kind of took that practicing routine to drums later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have any other siblings, or were you the only?
I'm the only. I'm the only. I had a dog. Yeah. And we tried to teach him to play piano, but my dad got kind of mad because his nails were scratching up the keys. So.
I wish there was video of that somewhere. All right. Well, how about we get into another track here?
Sure.
So what's track number 3?
You know, I can't totally remember.
We'll figure it out when we come back.
Yeah, when we come back, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
89.3 WHFR.FM, the only station that is making waves. That is Summer Like the Season, and in studio with us is Summer herself, who recorded the record and all by herself, and had another bandmate kind of master it together. And now we were just talking about you playing drums, and you said you've kind of always played instruments over the years, but it wasn't until the past couple of years that you literally, your words were, locked yourself in a basement and started playing.
Well, I'd played other instruments really seriously, but drums had just been kind of like occasionally, you know, when I was at practice, when everyone would switch instruments and goof off, I would get behind the drum set and play a little bit. But I never was serious about them until the last few years. I did just literally lock myself in a basement and start practicing really, really obsessively.
Is there a certain many hours a day that you would set, or just kind of, you know what, I got so much time free, I'm gonna just do this?
I would spend as much time as possible, but I mean, there was a time where I was doing like 4 or 5 hours a day consistently, sometimes more and then sometimes less. I was practicing all the time because I really wasn't a I was could barely play the drums, and I wanted to be the drummer of my band for the live show. So I started practicing a lot, but then it changed where I really felt like I had some guidance when I met my drum teacher, Skeeto Valdez.
And you said that you kind of came across him while you were working, right?
Yeah, for my profession, I do live sound. So I was doing sound for his band, The Reefermen, at Arts Beats and Eats many years ago, and okay. Not many years ago, like 3 years ago, and I heard him play and I thought he was fantastic, and then I kind of wanted to ask him in the moment, but I was too shy, and then I heard him play with another band a few months later at another festival I was doing sound for, and there I asked him and he said no, he doesn't really like teaching, and I had to kind of beg him to teach me, and then now he's been my teacher for a year, and yeah.
I've heard of the Reefermen. I know I've seen their name on bills around town and everything like that. I didn't put two and two together.
Yeah, he plays in a lot of kind of local classics, and then he's played with, I was just telling you off air that he played with Trey Anastasio's solo project for several years, and he's a monster on the drums.
I'm really into Fish and the Dead and stuff, so well, I mean the Dead led into Fish, but all of Trey's like solo stuff I've like listened to over the years, so I guarantee I've heard hours of his music before. So that's incredible. Now, I should have mentioned at the start of the show where we could find your music. I mean, you got the social media platforms, but you were saying that your Instagram handle is, like, incredibly long.
Yeah, I mean, the band name's already incredibly long, so it's Summer Like the Season Music, all together, one word, is the Instagram. And then Facebook's just Summer Like the Season, and Spotify and Bandcamp, all that, if you just search Summer Like the Season.
No, on the Spotify, Bandcamp, pretty much wherever you can find the music, you have how many releases out there? The one that we're listening to, and you got a single from your upcoming one, but how far back does the music go?
So the first EP that I put out was in 2014, a 4-song EP, and then shortly after I put out the 4-song EP, still in 2014, I put out another single, and then I was playing in another band and was very busy with that project. So there was a gap between that, and then I put out the most recent EP in 2017, and then the single we just put out like a week and a half or two ago. And the single is going to be for the record.
When did you have time to record a whole another record, let alone a single? But you've been like busy the past several months. Have you been working on it for like a long time now, or has it been?
Oh yeah, we have a lot of songs kind of in the back pocket that we've been working on for the past. Well, when I put out the 2017 EP, mm-hmm. That already had some older songs that I had just been holding on to. Two of the songs on it were fairly new, and then two the songs on it were kind of made in that period between the single in 2014 and 2017. They were kind of just floating around waiting for a release that made sense. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, there's more than a record's worth of songs that are kind of on the back plate waiting.
You're reserving them for a little later?
Yeah, I drive the band crazy because I show them a song and say, this is going to be awesome, this is going to be on the next and record, and they get excited about it, and then I say, actually, I don't like it, I'm going to get rid of it, and we do this process, and they hate me.
But it's a creative process.
Yeah, I drive them crazy. They really get into a song, and I'm all excited pitching it to them, and a few months later, I tell them that we're not using it, and they get sad. So there's a bunch there's a bunch of songs, and I will return to a lot of them, but I just want to put out something that is fully kind of realized, so I'm holding on to stuff.
Now, when it comes to your bandmates and stuff, how long have you guys been playing with each other?
So I have been playing with Tasha and Scott for about a year. That's the keyboard electronics guy, Scott, and then Tasha's the guitar player. And then the bass player, Sam, him and I had been in a band together called Pocket Candies and then before that a band called Cave. So him and I have played together for like 4 years or something, and then he wasn't the original bass player in this project. He had moved to Portland, and then he moved back, and then rejoined this new band. So he joined about 5 or 6 months ago, I think.
Okay.
But him and I had played together for a very long time. We go back.
All right. Well, how about we listen to a couple more tracks off your record? This, I had the record is called Thin Today, right?
Yeah.
Love me for you.
89.3 WHFR.FM, the only station that is making waves. In the studio with me is Summer Krasinski of, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Krinsky,
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good.
If with Summer Like the Season, they're a band out of Metro Detroit. And the record that you're hearing is what she's put together all by herself. She recorded and performed and sang everything that you hear. And then she has, how many people that go with you on tour?
In the live band, it's four of us. Yeah.
Four.
So me playing drums and singing, and then Tasha playing guitar and singing, and Sam playing bass and doing harmonies, and Scott is our kind of magician who plays keyboard and the MPC. He does live sample triggering, so all those samples sounds that you hear that are electronic happen live in time without us playing to a click or anything horrible like that. Where okay. It's totally happening all live, and he's triggering stuff on the MPC, and then he also plays electric violin on some of the live stuff. So.
Electric violin.
Yeah, he's a madman.
Wow. So you can find your recordings online pretty much anywhere. You can find music these days, Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp.
All the spots. Oh, and you can also see us live. We'll be playing two shows in August. One will be in Grand Rapids at Witch House, which is like a house venue. And then that's on August 9th. And then on August 11th, we will be in downtown Detroit playing at the DeQuinder Cut,
the freight yard.
Yeah, they do. Or is it the freight yard?
I thought
yeah.
so. Wasn't it like an old freight yard or something?
Yeah, but the DeQuinder Cut, I think, is the bike path that goes through there. Yeah, the freight yard, they do a summer series, I believe. And we're going to be playing with this awesome musician, Jess Kramer. She's really talented. So
yeah. That's
our only local show for August. That's August 11th. I can't ever remember if I just said that.
Then are you going back on tour, or are you taking a little bit of a hiatus?
Our next bigger tour, it will be in November. And where it takes like 3 or 4 months to plan a tour. We plan everything, you know.
Do you do it yourself? Or
With the help of some friends, but we mainly book everything ourselves. So our next tour is going to be in November to the East Coast. And in the meantime, we might do some mini tours. Like I'm hoping to do a little Chicago run in September.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in here. I'm so sorry we couldn't set you up in the studio and listen to you guys perform.
One day we'll come back. We have a whole CD.
Before you guys go on tour, you should come back and play in here.
Awesome.
That'd be great. I'll try to set that up for something.
Okay, cool.
Because when I took this over for Scott for the couple of weeks, he should be back in two more weeks. Yeah, I got Chirp and Ma Baker in the coming weeks. So all the people
nice.
That are, yeah, you know them?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to be coming in here in the next couple of weeks. For the people that are waiting for Scott to come back, he should be back in about three. And then after that, I just had a total brain fart right now. So it's 5:57 right now. Your next show is going to be August 11th. Thank you so much for coming in and everything.
All right. Hey, thanks for having me.
What's the last track that we're going to listen to?
This last track is called Misery. It sounds like we're ending on a low note, but it's an upbeat song. It's the last track on the EP we put out. And I hope you guys like it.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Misery finds misery and snuggles closer.